Good morning, friends. What a beautiful day to be in the house of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
So nice to see everyone. So I am here to just give a couple announcements about opportunities for our young people that will be coming soon.
在我们聚会开始之前呢，我想告诉各位一两件我们青年人要做的事情。
We have a conference that we have 9 registered for already that is called One Thing.
有一个特别的聚会在富勒顿举行，我们已经有9位参加。
This
叫做，那个题目叫做有一件事。
This conference is based on Psalm 27, verse 4.
这个特会是根据诗篇。
Verse 4, 27, 4. One thing I have desired of the Lord,
我只有一件事,
that will I seek,
只有一件事我寻求的,
that I may dwell in the house of the Lord,
就是我要住在耶和华的殿中,
all the days of my life.
我只有一件事我曾求耶和华, 我仍寻求就是一生一世住在耶和华的殿中,
to behold the beauty of the Lord,
瞻仰他的荣美,
and to inquire in his temple.
在他的殿里求问。
This conference is held by a group called IHOP, which is International House of Prayer.
这个特会的负责的组织是叫做IHOP, 就是国际的祈祷屋。
It is a wonderful opportunity for our young people to join hundreds of followers of Jesus.
我们很希望带着少年人去参加这个特会, 让他们可以跟其他爱主的许多上百的爱主的弟兄姊妹一起,
to worship the Lord and to be encouraged to follow Jesus where he would lead them.
当他们跟这些爱主的年轻人在一起的时候，他们爱主的心就得着鼓励。
It is such a special thing to be with hundreds of people that love the Lord.
你知道能够跟上百的爱主的年轻人在一起聚会是一个很特别的事。
And your heart just realizes, I'm one small person.
你会觉得自己在这许多爱主人当中很渺小。
In this great kingdom of God.
在这个伟大的神的国度里我很渺小。
So it's on July 11th, that evening, and all day of July 12th.
这个特会的是在7月 11号星期五的晚上，还有7月12号星期六的整天。
The cost is only $10 and then a little food money for the time, the day.
参加的费用呢，就是10块钱的注册费，还有自己带第二天礼拜六晚上的早中午跟晚餐的费用。
So this is for high school and college age.
这个聚会呢是给高中和大学的孩子。
So if you're interested in your young person going, then let me know today and I can get us registered.
若是你有兴趣参加，请告诉我，我们可以为他们报名。
Okay, the next thing I want to tell you.
You know, for July 11th, Friday evening, for those people are not going, the regular youth group and children's program are still held here.
Right.
星期五晚上,
she said it in English.
7月11号，那个星期五晚上是我们正常聚会的日子，所以不去的年轻人呢，在这里还是仍然有英文的聚会，孩子的聚会是照常举行。
I cannot do that Chinese part, Michelle. Okay, the next thing I want to speak to you quickly about is the word hope.
下面我要讲很重要一件事，就是这个字是希望。
You know, the word hope means a great expectation.
希望这个意思就是说能够有一个很大的盼望和期盼的意思。
The word hope really means faith.
希望就是，事实上它基本的意思就是信心的意思。
That you expect God to do something.
就是说你因为你有一个信心，所以你期待神能做一些什么事。
Do you have hope in your heart about things?
你们的心中有没有盼望？
Yes, I know you do.
我相信我们都有盼望。
I know many ministries around the world that have this name hope in their ministry.
在全世界许多角落有许多的这个事工都 含有希望或者盼望这个字。
And all of these ministries are reaching out to the poor and the needy.
这些带有这些字样的事工呢，都是去帮助那些有需要的或者贫穷的人。
In India, I know a beautiful missionary that has an organization with the name Hope.
在印度呢，有一个非常美好的执事，他们的事工也带着这个字希望。
And they're gathering in the orphans to care for them.
他们所做的呢，就是把孤儿召聚在一起，为他们带来希望。
This is God's heart, yes?
这是神的心，不是吗？
So we also have an opportunity.
那我们呢，也有一个这样的机会。
With an organization right here in Pomona.
就在 Pomona 有一个这样的组织。
That's called Pomona Hope.
叫做 Pomona 的盼望。
And they are reaching out to the neighborhood in various ways of need in this city.
他们所做的就是在 Pomona 这个市区里面做很多帮助这里有需要的人的事，很多各样的事情。
Does Jesus love this city?
主耶稣爱这个城市吗？
Did Jesus have us come and start a church in this city?
主耶稣有没有叫我们来这里建立教会？
Yes.
是吗？
Amen. And he loves the people of this city. And so this Thursday, there is a training time at a Presbyterian church on 4th Street and Gibbs.
所以呢，在要来的礼拜四下午有一个机会，因为这个组织要用我们是在 Gibbs 跟十街，对不对？在 Gibbs 跟四街有一个长老会 Presbyterian Church， 他们用那个地方要举行给志愿帮助社区的人一个特别的训练。
We can hold hands with them and see how Jesus will lead us to serve Pomona.
我们可以跟他们一起合作，看看主怎么样。兴起人来服侍普蒙纳这个城市。
This training is for high school age up through adults.
那这个训练的机会是给两种人，一种是高中生的，一种呢是成人的。
So you high school kids, if you need like even community service, it's a 2-hour training that would count for that too, and you could hear Jesus about how to be involved.
特别高中生，我知道你们有些人在学校要求有社区服务的时数。那这个也可以算作那个时数中。
Okay, it's from 3 to 5.
是这个礼拜四的下午3到5点，在他们教会。
The adult training is 3:30 to 5.
那关于成人他们的训练是3:30到5点。
I really need to know today if you would like to join me and some others in this training, and then I can register us. I need to let them know a day ahead.
因为他们要求我们起码24小时之前注册，让他们知道我们要去受训，所以我需要。你们今天就告诉我，若是你愿意参与这样的训练工作。
So the word is hope.
这个字我要分享的字就是希望或者盼望。
And we have one young person among us that has really got a vision from God about how he cares for the whole world, and also has heard Jesus talk to her about love for Pomona.
我们当中有一位年轻人呢，他实在听见了神向他的呼召，怎么样爱全世界，甚至怎么爱 Pomona 这里的人。
And that's our own Vicky, and I'd like her to share a testimony about how the Lord has called her to Pomona.
这位孩子叫做 Vicky， 我们要请他上来分享一下他的见证。
Good morning, everyone.
大家好，早安。
早安。Okay. As some of you know, I will be moving to Pomona in a couple of weeks.
你们也许有些人知道，这两周之后我要搬到 Pomona 的教会的房子里去。
To the church, the church house, and my main thing is because I want to love the community, love Ashley, Jade, be here for them and get to know them more.
我搬来的目的呢，是想住在这里，然后能够更多的爱这个社区的人，像 Ashley 跟在我们当中的 Jay。
Yeah, so I guess before I move forward, I'd like to take you back to where it all began for me, so that maybe you can join me in the same journey as a church.
在我开始这样的生活之前，我想跟你们分享一下神如何在从前的时候把我带到今天这个地方，盼望你们能够与我一起加入神的行动。
So for me, it began in college. My freshman year, I studied the book of Mark with my Christian fellowship there.
对我而言呢，这个旅程的开始很明显的是在我大学的时候跟我的团契一起读马可福音这卷书。
And we read about the story of Jesus, his life, his ministry, and it struck me, just everything about his ministry was humility.
当我读的时候，我看到主的一生，他的服事，他的生活，我最强烈的印象就是他是一个如何谦卑的人。
It was about loving with humility, finding justice for people through humility. And it was not just any kind, it was like radical. It was like he changed, he went from God to becoming a man and even died on the cross.
他的谦卑呢是从始至终非常的一致的，从他的出生到他最后的受死，他在地上的服事，借着他的谦卑，他显出他的爱和神的公义。
He didn't hold mega church services. He didn't hold, you know, huge, massive worship sessions where thousands of people would come.
他并没有一个超级教会来支持他，或者是有举办什么大型的聚会。
But he walked with people every day.
而是他每一天与人同行。
He healed people. He healed beggars, the weakest in our society.
他医治在我们社区社会中所考想到是最低层次的人，像乞丐。
And he said things like, "Let the little children come to me."
他也说让小孩子到我这里来。
And so he's putting value in the smallest, you know, thing in our world.
好像主耶稣所重视的，他认为有价值的，常常是我们社会上所认为最低层次的。
And so from that point, I knew that I wanted my life to be marked with this same kind of humility, the same kind of love for justice.
从那个时候开始，我就希望我的生命能够有一个明显的标号，就是谦卑的服侍那些社会上有需要的人。
However, for a long time, I didn't really feel the connection to the poor. I didn't feel like a strong desire to, you know, see justice made right.
我其实有很长时间，我常常觉得我跟贫穷的人没有办法有什么相通，或者是沟通的感觉。我也不知道怎么样来完成所谓这个社会上该有的公义。
I mean, I saw it all over the Bible, from you know beginning to end. It's all over.
虽然我看见这样的事在圣经里是从头到尾都显出来。
And I talk about it in my classes, you know, but to me it was kind of like just a social construct or something that needs to be ameliorated or helped or fixed.
我们在课堂中也讨论谈到许多社会上不公义的情形，但是呢，好像都是一些知识，只是一些跟我没有直接关系的。
And it wasn't until 2 years ago when we moved here to Pomona that God actually started to break my heart for the city here and the people here.
一直到两年前，当我们买了这里的教会之后，神破碎我的心，让我开始注意到在这里有需要的人。
Yeah, at the time we were, Dave was talking a lot about having a tender heart towards God and towards people.
那时候，David在我们小组中常常提醒我们，向着神、向人要有一个柔软的心。
And so, yeah, we prayed into that every single week, every day. We would pray, God, give me a tender heart. Give me a heart that, you know, cries for the things that you cry for, loves the things that you love, feels the things that you feel like. Yeah, just to be more tender to
people.
And I think God really did that.
我觉得神真的听了我这样的祷告。
Yeah, like every time we drove by through Mission Road down there, and we would just look at the shops and the small restaurants, and I just felt like crying every single time when we first moved here, and when we drove past that one street.
当我们刚搬到彭莫来的时候，每一次我开在 Mission 那条路上，看到四周的那些小店啊、小门户，每一次我心里都想哭泣。
I think it wasn't really me. It was just God showing me how much He loves Pomona.
我觉得那不是我想要哭，而是神让我知道他何等的爱 Pomona.
And from that point, I knew that God had a purpose for our church here in Pomona.
那时候我就清楚是神把我们教会带到 Pomona.
And that He wanted me to be a part of it.
那他要我在其中有份。
But kind of moving forward, the next year I started my global medicine program.
然后接下来的一年就是去年我开始我的那个硕士的学位，就是叫做全球医药。
And I learned about all the different, you know, health issues around the world, all the poverty. Everything is so desolate and desperate, and everything sucks, right?
在课程里，我学到全世界许多关于健康上面的问题，社会上的问题，许多不公义、不正义的事情发生在世界上许多角落。
So I made up my mind to commit to doing global missions and to, you know, being a part of that.
所以我那时候就下了一个决心，我要参与在这些让公益的事变成公益的这样的事工里，参与在全球的这种事工里。
But as graduation kind of neared, and I needed to start looking for jobs and things to do in the next year, you know, I was looking online for a bunch of internships with like big NGOs like the WHO or like the World Health Organization or USAID.
所以我就上网找各种能够去做这种攻读的机会，我看的组织都是那种世界卫生组织啊，或者全美的那种协USAID的这种大的组织。
That was like my biggest dream to, you know, to do, yeah, to just go abroad and work with people in desperate need and, yeah.
我最大的梦想就是能够在世界到世界上不同的角落去帮助那些有急切需要的人。
But yeah, so, you know, as you guys always tell me, like, you know, pray before making any rash decisions. So I went to a prayer meeting and I was praying with one of my mentors at school. And
so, 就像你们给我的劝告，每次有一个重大决定的时候，都叫我好好祷告。所以我就一直祷告。然后有一次，我到学校里的一个祷告聚会，跟我的在学校那个团契的辅导一起祷告。
I was just praying that God, I surrender everything. I surrender my future. I surrender, you know, anything that I want to do. Like, I ask, like, I want to give it all to you. And if I open my hands, would you take everything and do your will? And have
那我祷告的时候，我跟神说，我把一切奉献给你，我把我的手打开来，主，你把所有的都拿去，求你向我显明你的旨意。
And at that moment, I had a vision, or I saw myself just like weeping in the church parking lot here.
当我这样祷告的时候，把一切交在主的降服在主的手中，突然我好像看见一个异象，就看见我在教会的这个停车场哭泣，
And God just reminded me that His heart was for Pomona.
神提醒了我，他的心在Pomona.
That He loves the people here. He loves the children. He loves the young men. He loves the families.
他爱在Pomona的小孩。
年轻人和所有的家庭。And I knew that my work was here.
所以我就很清楚知道我要服侍的对象是在这里。So
even though this doesn't really seem as glorious as of going to Washington D.C. and working for NGOs or going to Africa, I know this is God's plan, and God's plan is always glorious. So I'm excited.
对我来说呢，虽然好像没有像我原来那个梦想那么大，能够到华盛顿 D.C. 去参与世界卫生组织或者其他更大 USA的组织，而是在 Pomona 服侍。但是因为这是神的心，所以我非常的 excited， 兴奋。
As Heidi Baker puts it, I'm excited to go low and slow.
就像很有名的这位 宣教 姊妹，她叫做 Heidi Baker，她说我愿意。 进入神的工作，但是 slow and slow， 就是说缓慢而低微的。
So that's my story, but it does. I don't want it to stop there.
这个是我个人的故事，而我不希望这个故事好像就停在这里。And
I don't want it to stop at me.
而且我不希望这个故事只停留在我身上。
I can't do this alone, and I feel like this call is beyond me. It's for our entire church and our entire community here.
我不可能一个人完成什么事情的。我觉得这个呼召不是对我个人，而是对我们整个教会。
I believe God is calling us to press into something larger, you know, larger than what we do every Sunday. I think He's pressing us to go deeper.
我觉得神好像在鼓励我们要往前，不只是说有一个平常的周间的聚会，而是更深入的、更深的进到这个社区里。Yeah,
so I just would like to ask you, would you join me in this mission?
所以我想邀请大家 与我一同来侍奉。
Even if that just means saying hi to our neighbors when you come in every Sunday, or saying hi to the boys playing basketball, or yeah, just praying about the houses around us, if you can do that for us each day.
我们可以怎么样配搭呢? 你可以为我们祷告，而且呢，或者你主日或聚会时候，或你经过时候看到社区任何的孩子、年轻人，跟他们说嗨，这就是与我们同工了。Yeah,
so to end, I believe that we congregate here for a reason.
我相信我们在这里聚集一定有一个目的的。
In this city with the crime rate 45% higher than California's average.
我们都知道Pomona的犯罪率是全加州的犯罪率的相比来说超过它的45%。
So, yeah, let's just pray about it more and take some action towards it.
So, 让我们一起在主面前等候祷告，然后行动。
Thank you.
谢谢。 And before, after Vicky finished, I think it's one very important reminder I'd like to share with you briefly. 当我知道 Vicky 要交通之后，我有一个觉得有一个感动，很简单的跟大家分享。I don't know if you remember almost exactly 2 years ago that we were looking to buy a church. 约莫就在两年的前的时候，我们在寻找我们要到哪里买教会。我记得当我们的时候看到这个地点，那时候我们一起祷告。我在办公室也跟我的同事一起祷告。I remember when we saw this place was about early May, and when we were seeking God's guidance that should we buy this place, we prayed together in the church, and also I pray with my coworker every Monday. 我记得那天早晨，我告诉我的同事，因为我们每个礼拜一起祷告，我跟他说我们现在看到了这个地点，但是我们不知道是不是出于神的。So I shared with my coworker that we saw this place, but we're not sure if it's God's will to buy it in Pomona. 当我们一起祷告的时候，圣灵充满在我们的办公室里。I remember when we pray, God's glory just fill our office and fill my spirit. 神的灵充满在我的里面。我觉得神说话。I feel that I heard God speaking. 神说是我要买的。God said, I want to purchase this. 神说我要回到 Pomona.Because I'm returning to Pomona. 神说我要重建我的圣殿，恢复我的荣耀。 God said I will rebuild my temple and restore my glory there. 对我来说这是不可思议的事。 It was an amazing word that I heard from God. I couldn't believe what I heard. 那是5月30号。 That was May 30th when God spoke to us. 然后8月9号我们就买成了。 On August 9th we got this place.是神要买，是神要回来Pomona。It's God who wants to purchase this place. It's God who wants to return to Pomona. 神爱世人，神愿意每一个人都得救。God loves the world. He wants to save every one of them. 但是很多时候，神给每一个教会不同的圣徒有特定的托付。But then God needs to designate His love and responsibility and call him to different groups in different places and commission them.For different regions. 我想神给我们的带领就是来到 Pomona. Pomona 有中国人，也有很多非中国人。And God's leading is for us to come to Pomona and serve and reach out here. There are Chinese here, and there are non-Chinese here. 愿我们认识神的心意，一起在这里同心合意的配搭。So I pray that we understand God's heart and co-work together here. 我记得在过去两年来，我常常在问神，你不是说你要回来吗？为什么我们还有这么多的挣扎？为什么我们的人数好像没有增加？ I remember in the past few years, from time to time, I asked God, didn't you say you want to return to Pomona? Why are we still having so many battles, so many struggles? Why aren't our number increased? 但是当 Vicky 她寻求的时候，神向她说话，带领她来到 Pomona 的时候，我突然有一点明白，神的工作是一点一点。在他神在他身上的呼召跟带领的时候，让我明白神是在重建他的圣殿，神是在慢慢恢复他的荣耀。就像他刚才讲 Heidi Baker 讲到说 It's slow and lowly 是缓慢的，是借着低微的服事。 So now I realize through what God has called Vicky to do, and I realize he is returning to Pomona. He is slowly building his templeHe is slowly restoring his glory here. 重要的问题是有没有人愿意把自己放在他的手中，让他完成他的旨意。 The key question is, are there enough vessels on the altar? Allow him to do what he desires to do in his heart. So Vicky 分享他这个小小的孩子身年轻人身上的工作，他也知道靠他自己不可能完成，所以他把神在他身上的呼召分享出来，盼望我们看到一个大的图画，认识神大的心意，在这里爱所有神放在我们四周的人。 So through a young person, a little person like Vicky, God is telling us his love for Pomona. So I just pray that we all see the big picture, see the vision, and be willing to partake in the smallest way, and allow God's heart to be satisfied and his purpose be accomplished here. And Vicky 刚才没有分享一件事，就是她在祷告的时候，她感觉到神要她下一步呢进去进修，进修医师助理这个学位，硕士学位。 And what Vicky did not share is that one time when she prayed, he felt that God asked her to continue her education by pursuing a PA degree, physician assistant degree. 所以，但是这个是还要一步一步求神来显明。 But she is still seeking God's evidence step by step. 所以明年这个时候她会申请那个学校，若是神开门了，她要申请的对象就是这里两条街之外的 Western University. She will apply Western University's PA program next year. If the Lord opens the door, we'll see that really happens. 那主若愿意就让她在这边读书，在这里服侍，盼望她完成学位之后，能够用她所学到的技巧，能够帮助这个社区有需要的人。 If that's what God wants to do, we pray God will show her by opening the right door for her, and she can continue to serve people after graduation with the skill set that God has equipped her with through further study. 所以我就是分享一下，提醒弟兄姊妹，我们一起来参与神的事工，爱我们四周的人。 I just want to share that with you and encourage us all love the people in this community. Thank you.
Good morning.
Ciao.
I'm always giving Michelle extra notes.
我总是多给 Michelle 一些笔记. It's kind of late.
You got them as soon as I did. Seems like I'm always hearing the last little bit here or there of what God wants to share up to the time I share it. So.
在我预备的时候，神总是告诉我一点一点的。有时候到我上台之前，神还在给我一些话语。
Well, let's pray and just ask God's presence has been here this morning. Amen.
我们一起祷告，主的同在何等的好，不是吗？今天早晨。
Amen.
阿门吗？
And I don't believe He's finished doing all that He wants to do.
我相信神的事情工作还没有完成。
So let's be careful to just have a heart of faith and expectation to see what else He does. Amen.
所以让我们还警醒在主面前等候，看他还要做什么。
Lord, we just ask you, God, that our hearts would be in the right position to receive all that you want to do.
主，让我们的心是在一个对的状况，让我们能够领受你所要做的工作。
And so, God, as we've been reminded this morning, we want to be available to serve and however you see fit.
所以我们愿意早晨说，我们在这里，我们愿意服侍，按照你认为合适的。
And so we bow low before you this morning, Father.
所以我们谦卑俯伏在你的面前。
And we just submit to your Spirit, the Holy Spirit, and we just say that we want to do it your way this morning.
所以我们顺服在你圣灵的带领底下，说愿你的旨意成就。
So God, we ask that you would speak to us this morning.
主啊，早晨还要向我们说话。
Thank you, Father, that you're the God that talks to His children.
主，我们感谢你，因为你是那个会向你儿女说话的神。
That you speak to us, you instruct us, you guide us, and show us in the way that we should go.
你指示我们当行的道路，向我们说当说的话。
Holy Spirit, we invite you in this place just to magnify Jesus.
圣灵，我们也邀请你来到我们当中，将主耶稣显大。
Holy Spirit, come and speak to us this morning.
圣灵来向我们说话。
Holy Spirit, come and rest on us with the love of the Father this morning.
带着父的爱降临在我们身上。
Thank you, God. I just pray that you show me how to move through this material carefully and in the way that you want me to.
主啊，父啊，我求你指示我，好让我按照你的旨意来分享这些信息。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名祈求。
Amen.
Amen.
We in the English group have been since June 24th involved, some of us to one degree or another, have been involved in something called 100 Days of Extraordinary Prayer.
自从 June 24th?
Mm-hmm.
自从 June 24th, today is not...
June, yes, May, I'm sorry. I need help.
从 5月 24号到现在开始呢, 我们英文组里面有一些的年轻人参与一个行动, 就是祷告 100天。
Yes, and so that makes today the 29th day of 100 days of prayer that we're involved in.
今天是这100天的第29天。
So where what we're doing is praying for 100 consecutive days with extra effort.
所以呢,我们做的事就是在持续的100天里面呢,我们要多放一些时间。
All the way until September 1st through our summer conference.
一直到我们9月1号夏令会结束。
But we're praying with what we call extraordinary prayer, extraordinary prayer.
我们这个祷告的题目就是说额外的加多的祷告。
Ordinary prayer would be God provide me with my needs.
我们素常的祷告就是说求神供应我们的需要。
God protect my family.
保护我的家人。
Give me this day my daily bread.
给我每日日用的饮食。
Forgive me of my sins.
赦免我的亏欠。
The type of prayer we all pray every day for our family and ourselves. Amen?
这样的祷告是日常的,素常的,我们每日放上的。
But extraordinary prayer or extraordinary prayer
但是超过平常的祷告呢?
Would be to ask God for more.
就是呢,跟神要超过我刚才所描述的。
Bigger things. Amen?
更大的事情。
So extraordinary prayer is to pray more times in the day than maybe we have typically prayed in the past.
所以这种超乎日常素常的祷告呢,就需要多用一点时间。
For me, I usually pray every morning. I trust as many of you do.
也许你们跟我一样,我通常祷告都是在早上。
But God has been placing on my heart a burden not just to pray in the morning, but to add to my prayer time by praying in the evening now.
但是神呢,好像给我一个负担,不仅是早上祷告,叫我晚上也要祷告。
But this type of prayer is more than just praying more times in the day.
不仅是说我们每一天里面有多次的祷告。
I'm also asking God to do extraordinary things in the life of our church, in my family's life, and in my community. Amen?
我求神呢,要在教会里,在我个人的家庭里面,还有我的社区里面,做超过平常的事。
Not that God would just bless my family.
求神不仅是祝福我的家人。
But God would do a real miracle in the lives of many other people. Amen?
而并且在许多其他的家庭里面,求神显出他的祝福和神迹。
That God would heal bodies and pour out His Spirit and bring revival to our community.
我求神降临他的圣灵在社区的里面。
So extraordinary prayer is more than just praying a few times in the day.
所以我说这个超乎平常的祷告还不只是说次数增加。
It's also praying about bigger and more of God's kingdom.
而是度量跟内容更加的增加是关乎神的国度。
But extraordinary prayer is also praying with more people.
那这个超乎寻常的正常的祷告还包括呢跟更多的人一起祷告。
If we have trouble, our car breaks.
如果我们今天车子抛锚了。
We go and find somebody that can help us fix our car.
一定是去找那个能够帮助你修理车子的人。
In the same way, when we encounter difficulties in the church or in our spiritual life, we should seek out the help of brothers and sisters. Amen?
同样,我们若是在教会里有什么难处的时候,我们也要寻求能够帮助我们,教会里能够帮助我们的弟兄姊妹,来帮助我们。
So extraordinary prayer also means going to our brothers and sisters and saying, me going to Jim and say, will you pray with me? Or Brother Paul, will you pray with me about this thing? I want to see God move in an extraordinary way. Amen?
所以我所谓这个超乎, extraordinary, 就是超乎正常的祷告, 不仅是时间的增加, 内容的增加, 而且还要找到人数的增加, 就要拉着我们的同伴, 求他, 请他们一起来祷告, 因为我们要看到神做乎超乎寻常的工作。
And so I felt God really very clearly speak to my own heart.
对我来言,我觉得神是很清楚地向我这样说。
And tell me, David, if you will pray every day for the next 100 days in an extraordinary way, I will do some special things.
好像神对我说,大卫啊,你若是在未来的100天,你超过寻常的来祷告,我就能做特殊的事。
I will bring about miracles and healings and make a difference in the church around you.
我会为的教会和教会的附近的社区带进特殊的工作,祝福,包括医治和拯救。
So today is number 29 of 100 days.
今天是这100天的第29天。
Monday, tomorrow, we still have 70 more days to pray if you want to get involved.
从明天开始我们还有70天。
Will you join me?
你愿意加入我们吗?
I invite you to also pray with more effort and energy for the next 70 some days and see if God doesn't do some new things. Amen?
我邀请你们在未来的70天里面与我们一起祷告放出多一点的时间多一点的内容所以叫100天之后我们来看神所做的。
Pray every day.
每一天一起祷告。
And maybe add some more prayer to your day. And maybe add some more prayer to your day.
在你的每一天的日常祷告里面再加多一点的祷告。
And then be careful and diligent to attend the church prayer meetings. Amen?
你若是能尽量警醒的尽你的力量来参加教会的祷告。
Extraordinary prayer. All right.
超过正常的祷告。
Well, I want to talk about extraordinary prayer, giving more effort in prayer this morning.
今天早晨我的题目就是这个超过素常祷告的努力。
Amen.
Amen.
So, a couple of verses. You know, the Bible is full of passages that tell us that when we encounter difficulties,
圣经里面有很多的经节讲到说，当我们遇见困难的时候，
how we are meant to overcome those difficulties,
我们要怎么样来克服这些困难，
is by praying more.
是借着更多的祷告。
It is by praying more, more fervently, that we push obstacles out of our path.
更火热的祷告，更敬虔的祷告，把我们面前的难处给推开。
One wonderful passage is found in Matthew 7, chapter 7, verse 7.
在马太福音里面有一个很好的第七章第七节有一个关于祷告的经节。
Jesus instructing his disciples about prayer.
在那里呢，耶稣教导他的门徒如何祷告。
Says, keep on asking, and you will receive what you ask for.
讲到说，你们祈求就给你们。
Keep on seeking and you will find.
寻找而且是不断的寻找你们就寻见。
Keep on knocking and the door will be opened unto you.
叩门不断的叩门就为你们开门。
So this isn't just a one-time seeking or a one-time asking.
所以不是寻找一次不是叩门一次不是祈求一次。
This is a lifestyle of seeking and knocking and asking that the Lord would change things.
就是不断的这样做让这个动作成为你的生活自然的一部分。
When the door is shut,
当门是关上的时候
and you want to get in,
你要进到那个里面。
Do you knock once?
你只是敲一次的门吗?
Oh, I guess no one's home. I'll buy.
你敲一下。没有人出来说哦，没人在家你就走了。
When you really need to get inside,
当你真的需要进入到某一个房子里去的时候，
you knock and knock and knock and knock and knock and knock louder till the door opens, amen?
你是一直敲，一直敲，一直敲，一直敲到门打开。
Are there doors shut that you need to have opened?
当你来到一个关上的门，你需要它打开的时候。
Are there things that you still need to find out about that you haven't found yet?
在你的生活里面，有没有什么你需要知道的答案你还没得到的？
Jesus encourages us to keep on seeking, keep on asking, keep on knocking.
主耶稣叫我们不断的寻求，不断的叩门，不断的祈求。
Don't give up.
不要放弃。
Don't stop.
不要停止。
Don't be discouraged.
不要灰心。
Don't turn away and turn your back on God's promises.
不要把你的背向神的应许。
Keep on asking.
而是不断的祈求。
Amen.
Amen.
Have you given up?
你放弃了吗？
Take courage. Believe God. He wants to do good things.
不要灰心，拿起勇气，要知道神愿意施恩给我们。
Another wonderful promise about how we must be persistent in our prayer is in Jeremiah 29, verses 12 and 13.
在耶利米书29章12、13节也告诉我们神是怎样答应祷告。
This is what God is saying to us here.
这是神向我们说的。
Then you will call upon me and go and pray to me.
你们要呼求我，祷告我。
And I will listen to you.
我就应允你们。
And you will seek me and find me. When you search for me with all your heart. God's promise to us.
神向我们的应许是什么?
Is that we will find what we desire.
我们会找到我们所需要找到的,
what we are seeking,
我们所正寻求的,
what we are needing,
我们所需要的,
what our family needs,
或者我的家人所需要,
what our children need,
我的孩子所需要,
what our church needs,
我的教会所需要,
what our community needs,
我们这个社区所需要,
what our nation needs,
我们的国家所需要,
when we seek for it with all our heart,
我们若专心全心地来寻求,
are we seeking for it with all?
这是我们的问题, 我们是全心在寻求吗?
All.
我们是全心的寻求吗?
Or just some?
还是有一点心?
Just a little.
有这么一点心?
With the extra energy we have left over.
就是我们剩下的力气, 我们还有的力气来寻求。
The promise is to those who seek with all.
这个应许是给那些专心全心来寻求的人。
Amen. Amen. There is nothing, nothing, nothing more beautiful than someone who does something with all their heart. Amen. Whether that be a musician, a student, or an athlete, when we see them do all they can with all their heart,
不管是怎样的人, 无论是音乐艺术师或者体育家或是任何的人, 当他全心来做一件事的时候,
there is something beautiful about that.
那是非常美丽的一幅图画。
Is that same beauty, does that same attractiveness mark our devotion to Jesus Christ?
那我们向的神是不是有这样一个全心呢?
Because we are doing it with all our heart.
因为我们来到他面前的是全心的来到他面前。
In fact, when we have, when you see a student that just tries a little,
当你看一个孩子在学习的时候, 他如果是只是用一点点的劲,
when you see a musician that takes up an instrument and does it, tries a little,
或者一个音乐家他拿起他的乐器只是, 勉力而为,
or maybe it's an athlete. Have you ever seen an athlete kind of play ball?
或者一个打篮球的人,他如果是随随便便在那里运球。
I have to say it's a bit disappointing when you see somebody that kind of tries. Amen?
这是一个很叫人丧气的图画,不是吗?
How are we doing in the way that we are seeking God?
那在我们寻求神的事上,我们是怎样一幅图画?
Are we kind of trying?
我们只是好像试了一下。
Or are we doing it with all?
还是我们用我们全部的心力在那里
All our heart. Amen?
我们全心专心的。
Turn with me to the Gospel of Luke.
我们一起看路加福音。
Chapter 18, 1 through 8. The Gospel of Luke, chapter 18, 1 through 8.
18章1到8节。
Are you listening this morning?
今天早晨你们有在听吗?
Are you listening this morning? Because the Lord wants to talk to some people here this morning.
希望你们有在听, 因为我知道神要向我们当中某些人说话。
One thing else that helps prayer is oftentimes in our prayer time, we like to talk and tell God about what we need.
祷告有一个很重要的事, 很多时候我们祷告的时候, 我们就是告诉神我需要什么。
You know what will radically revolutionize your prayer life?
你知道我们怎么样把我们的祷告生活逻辑化吗?
Is take time to listen.
就是要我们要花时间听。
The difference between those who have the mark of God on their life versus those who kind of blindly stumble through their faith.
你可以看出有两种人, 一种人你看到神的手在他们的生命里, 神的工作, 另外有一种人就是糊里糊涂地过信徒的生活。
Is oftentimes
常常摔跤,
the ones that really have God's touch are the ones that listen.
那些有神的手,神的记号的呢,
they listen to what the Spirit of God is saying.
那些愿意倾听圣灵声音的人。
Like little Samuel, they say, here I am, Lord, speak, for your servant listens.
就像小撒母耳说, 神啊, 我在这里, 请你吩咐。
See what God does, even says to you this morning, you have that attitude, God, I want to hear, I'm listening.
所以在座的各位, 早晨也愿你带着一个倾听的态度, 告诉神说, 父啊, 我在这里听你。
So in Luke 18, verses 1 through 8, Jesus is teaching about prayer.
在路加福音18章1到8节的时候，主耶稣在教导他们关于祷告的事。
Verse 1, Luke 18:1.
第一节说到。
Then he, we're talking about Jesus, then he spoke a parable to them that men always ought to pray and not lose heart or not give up.
耶稣设了一个比喻，是要人常常祷告，不可灰心。
So Jesus is teaching about prayer.
所以主耶稣在教导人祷告。
And what he's going to teach us about prayer?
他所要教导的点呢
？Is that he wants a people that always pray?
是叫人要常常祷告。
That persistently pray.
要一直稳定的祷告。
That keep on praying.
一直祷告。
And don't become discouraged and give up.
不要灰心以至于放弃。
God wants a praying people, amen?
神要那个祷告的人。
God wants a people that pray and pray and pray and keep on praying.
神要人不断的祷告。
Jesus is looking for a people that will persistently pray and not become discouraged when they don't see the answer as quickly as they would like to.
神要兴起一般人是不断的祷告，而且不会因着还没有看到祷告得答应就失望停止的。
Are you the type of person that keeps on keeping on till you get what you want?
你是怎样的人？你是会一直努力，一直努力，一直到你得到你要得到的。
Or are you the kind of person that becomes easily discouraged and disappointed when you don't receive immediately what you desire?
还是你是常常容易受沮丧、受打击，以至于不能够往前，会灰心而放弃的。
Which kind of person are you?
你是哪一样的人？
People say, look to Jesus, he will bless you, he'll love you, he'll reward your effort.
有人告诉你说，主耶稣爱你，他要帮助你，他要祝福你，他要报偿你。
And then when you don't see what you desire come about in your life, do you quickly turn it to something else?
当你看到好像生活里没有这些事发生的时候，你是不是很快就把你的信心转过来朝别的地方去了？
Or do you keep on seeking God?
还是你继续不断地寻求神？
God wants a people that will pray and pursue Him and keep on pursuing Him.
神要那个祷告他，寻求他，而且不断地寻求他。
God wants a people that will follow Him with all their heart.
神要兴起人是全心来跟随他的。
Amen?
Amen 吗？
Amen? Is Jesus worthy of all our hearts?
主耶稣值不值得我们的全心呢？
Is Jesus worthy of all our love, all our devotion, all our praise? Amen?
主耶稣值不值得我们全心的奉献，全然的跟随所有的爱吗？
Is Jesus worthy of all our prayers?
主耶稣值不值得我们所有的祷告？
So this is why Jesus spoke this parable. The purpose of this instruction is that we would not become discouraged and give up.
在这里主耶稣用一个比喻，他的目的是教导人要常常祷告，不可灰心。
So Jesus is about to tell his disciples a story that will illustrate for them how persistence in prayer is very, very important.
所以主耶稣用一个比喻来教导他的门徒，让他们知道那个持续的祷告是何等的重要。
Verse 2, Luke 18:2.
路加福音十八章第二节说，
The first point of the story that Jesus is going to tell them,
主耶稣教导他们的第一个点是什么？
He says, there was in a certain city a judge who did not fear God nor regard man.
说某城里有一个官不惧怕神，也不尊重世人。
The first thing that Jesus teaches them to illustrate how persistent prayer is important,
当主教导他们不可祷告灰心的一开始的第一个点，
He tells them about the spiritual environment in which these people that have a need live in.
就是这些有需要的人呢，他们所活在的那个属灵的那个气氛是一个怎么样的气氛？
The judge is the ruler and authority in this city, in this region.
这个官呢，是那个城里的掌权者。
The judge has control and influence in this whole area.
他能够管理控制这个城市里发生的事。
And so the judge's attitude affects the spiritual environment. Amen?
这个官呢，他的光景会影响整个城的光景。
In the same way that you can have a man that's a leader, who is a head of a business.
就像一个公司里面这个总裁。
that man, his attitude will affect the whole company. Amen?
他的态度行事为人法则会影响整个公司，不是吗？
His attitude and character will affect the spiritual environment of that whole company, the environment there.
他的态度跟他的个性人格会影响这整个公司的气氛。
You can have a father in a house, in a home.
在家里一个父亲。
And his attitude can affect the spiritual environment of the whole family. Amen?
他的态度呢会影响这整个家的属灵的气氛，不是吗？
His character and attitude will affect the environment that the children and the wife live in.
他的态度和他的人格会影响他的太太跟他孩子所生活的那个属灵的空气。
The head of that home, His attitude will either make that home a nicer place to live or a more difficult place to live.
这样的家里的一个领导的人物呢，他会影响到这个家是让这个家是一个愉快的，让人活在里面是愉快的还是痛苦的。
In the same way, in this city, there was a judge.
在这里呢，这个城里呢，有一
官。The authority.
他是这个掌权的人。
Who did not fear God?
他是怎么样的人呢？他是不惧怕神的。
Nor care about people.
也不尊重或是关心世人的。
So Jesus is helping us understand the spiritual environment.
所以主耶稣第一句话就让我们了解说这个城的属灵的光景。
That's a hard place to live, isn't that right?
这是一个生活叫人很难生活的地方，不是吗？
If the person who is the authority in our area.
若是我们所生活的环境里面控制我们掌我们、管理我们的人
does not fear God,
他是一个不怕神的
and does not care about other people,
也不关心人的
the spiritual environment is going to become difficult there.
那样的属灵的空气是非常不好的
So this is the first thing that Jesus wants us to understand about this, how important it is to be persistent in prayer.
所以主耶稣要教导我们怎么样持续祷告，他就用了这样的一个比喻。
He's going to illustrate for us how prayer is going to make a difference.
他要告诉我们怎样因着祷告我们可以改变。
Even in a situation where people do not fear God nor care about other people.
即使我们生活在一个属灵非常困难的环境里，有一个掌权的，他是不尊重神，不怕神，也不尊重人的。
Does Jesus have your attention yet?
你们。读到这里有没有？
It's one thing, isn't it, to pray when spiritual conditions are good and easy.
You know, 如果属灵的空气好，很容易的时候，那样祷告是一件事。
But how do we do in our praying?
但是，若是不是这样
，when people are not do not respect God.
若是我们在一个环境，人根本不怕神。
How easy is it to pray when people do not care or value other people around us?
或者人都不关心，也不在乎。那我们怎么祷告？
Do you see what Jesus is talking about here?
你们看到主耶稣在这里说
Those type of attitudes are walls and barriers to the kingdom of God moving forward.
所描述的光景吗？在那个环境里是很难让神的国度能够往前的。
Those kind of negative attitudes about God and people make it difficult to do the work of the kingdom.
这个关他的负面向着神和人负面的态度是很难让神的国度往前的。
And so Jesus is about to teach us about the type of praying that can even make a difference when people don't fear God and they don't care about other people.
主耶稣要教导我们怎么样在这样一个负面的环境里仍然能够带进他的国度，如何祷告。
Amen. I don't know about you, but I need to find out about that type of praying.
我不知道你有没有这需要，不过我需要知道如何在这样的环境里祷告。
I need to know how to pray in those type of situations.
我需要知道在这样的光景中我要怎么祷告。
Because we live in a nation that does not fear God.
因为我们活在一个国家就是一个不敬畏神的。
We live in a nation, in a city, in a community where people do not care about other people.
我们活在一个城市，许多人是不关心别人的。
And God has put us here.
但是神把我们放在这个城市里。
To make a difference for His kingdom and for His glory, amen?
为了他的国度，为他的荣耀，叫我们带进不同。
And yes, we must preach the good news of Jesus Christ.
是的，我们要告诉人关于耶稣基督的福音。
But we must also know how to pray that makes a difference, amen?
我们也需要知道怎么样借着祷告带进改变。
That pushes darkness back.
把黑暗的权势推出去。
That breaks strongholds.
把他的
that rescues the lost and the suffering out of difficult situations. Amen? A type of praying that knocks and knocks and keeps on knocking. A kind of praying that will not stop till we see a difference. Amen? God wants us to change our community, our family, our church with persistent prayer. Are you praying or have you got tired? Have you become discouraged and stopped praying? Do you hear the invitation of Jesus this morning? Even when there are people in your life that don't fear God, don't value other people around you, my prayer and your prayer can make a difference. Amen? Amen?
Amen?
That's what Jesus is teaching. Oh, I don't know about you, brothers and sisters, but that makes my heart glad. Amen? That gives me courage. That gives me hope. That makes me want to get up, stand up, and keep on going after God. Amen? With all my heart. Amen. Thank you, God. There was in a city a judge who did not fear God nor regard man. This is the spiritual environment in which this prayer is going forth. Even under the most worst spiritual conditions, our prayer can make a difference. Sometimes someone asks us, well, are you praying about that?
有人有时候会问我们说，哦，你有没有为某件事祷告？
And we say, oh, but you don't understand my situation.
我们会说，哦，你不晓得我的情形。
You don't understand what my home is like.
你不晓得我家里的状况。
You don't understand, maybe a wife says, you don't understand, my husband is not a believer.
也许做太太会说，你不知道我的先生是不信主的。
You don't understand what my boss is like.
或者在工作地方说，你不了解我的老板是多可怕。
You don't understand what my professor is like at school.
在学校说，你不知道我的老师或教授是。
You don't understand what my neighbor is like.
或者说我在社区里有问，你不知道我那个邻居多可怕。
You don't understand what my mother-in-law is like.
或者你不知道我的岳母娘是怎样的。
Am I getting too personal? You don't understand what a difficult situation I'm in.
我们常常的理由就是说，你不知道我的环境多困难。
Or maybe you don't understand what my wife is like.
或者做先生说，你不了解我的那个老婆多可怕。
Amen?
阿们吗？
Really?
是吗？
It doesn't matter if they don't fear God.
别人不敬畏神是不重要。
It doesn't matter if they don't care like they should.
或者不关心人，这都是不重要的。
Jesus is teaching us that persistent prayer can make a difference even under the worst circumstances.
主耶稣告诉我们，他要教我们一件事，就是在最糟糕的光景里面，他都能够借着我们不断的祷告改变事情。
Luke
18:3。
So we understand the environment of the city.
现在我们知道这个城市的光景,
and about this judge who doesn't care.
这个做官的他的态度,
now let's talk about the woman who is called to pray.
那我们来看看那个被呼召来祷告的那个女人是什么样状况。
And there was a widow in that city.
那城里有一个寡妇,
who kept coming to him and saying, give me justice against my adversary.
这个寡妇常到他那里说，我有一个对头，求你给我伸冤。
Let's talk about this lady that has a need.
我们来看看这个有需要的妇人她的光景。
The first thing we notice is that she is a widow.
第一件事就是我们知道她是个寡妇。This
is a woman who has lost her husband.
这是一个没有丈夫的女人。
What is the first thing you think about when you think of widow?
你想到一个寡妇的时候，你第一个的想法是什么？
One of the first things I think about is grief.
我第一个感觉就是忧伤。
A couple that we were fairly close to back in Oklahoma.
我们是从 Oklahoma 来的，有一对夫妇在那里。
A little over a year ago, the husband unexpectedly, while on a business trip in the Middle East, he died.
他的先生呢，出差的时候突然就过世了。
It deeply, obviously, crushed that family. He was a fairly young man in his mid-40s.
他才40几岁,
totally unexpectedly died.
完全没有预料的光景之下突然死掉。
And that wife that is a close friend of ours, she was deeply impacted by overwhelming grief. Sorrow, questionings. Why, God? Why did this happen? I still needed my husband. Grief, sorrow, disappointment. Loneliness. She shared with us about how oftentimes she would be reminded how deeply she missed her husband when she had to do some simple task around the home. The grass needed to be mowed.
比如说, 前面要除草了,
where was my husband?
我的丈夫在哪里?
A difficulty with some bill, some business.
工作上遇到一些难处，家里的生意遇到的难处。
Where was her husband?
我的丈夫在哪里?
She felt alone. She felt isolated. She felt disappointed. She missed what he was in her life.
她觉得孤单，觉得孤立无援，觉得需要他的帮助，特别在她需要他来帮助她的时候。
She felt alone. She felt vulnerable. She felt unprotected.
她觉得孤单，觉得脆弱，觉得没有保护。
She was a widow.
她是一个寡妇。
So this widow, this woman without a husband to defend her,
在这里,
she lives in a city where the authority there does not fear God nor care about people.
活在一个城市里, 那个官呢, 是不敬畏神, 也不关心人的。
Are you guys getting the picture?
你们可以了解这个图画了吗?
That's not a good situation.
这个是一个非常不好的情况。
That's a difficult situation. 是一个, That's a bad situation.
是一个非常艰难,非常不好的环境。
So she's a widow. She's alone, unprotected.
她是一个寡妇,她是孤单的,没有保护的。
And to make matters worse, she has an adversary.
更糟糕的是呢,她还有一个对头,有个敌人。
She lives in a bad spiritual condition. She doesn't have anybody to defend her. And she's got somebody that's against her. She has an adversary, an enemy. Somebody that's trying to oppose her. Somebody that's trying to take something from her. Somebody that's trying to push her down. Do we understand the situation?
了解他所在的环境吗?
That's a difficult situation.
这是一个非常艰难的环境。
But Jesus is about to teach us that prayer, persistent prayer, can change this situation.
但是主耶稣在这里要教导我们, 迫切持续的祷告可以改变这个环境。
Are you in a difficult situation?
我不知道你现在在什么环境里。
Are you in a bad environment?
你在一个很不好的环境里。
Do you feel helpless and alone?
你觉得孤单好像没有帮助吗?
Do you feel like you have somebody that's opposing you and against you and wants to hurt you?
你觉得有人一直在那反对你, 准备要伤害你吗?
Prayer can make a difference. Are you hearing me?
你们听见了吗? 神说祷告可以改变。
Prayer can change things.
祷告可以改变这个情况。
Prayer can change impossible situations.
祷告能够改变那个几乎是不能改变的环境。
What did she do?
所以她这个寡妇做什么?
I love this part in Luke 18:3.
我最喜欢第三节这里说的。
And there was a widow in the city who kept coming.
这个寡妇呢, 常到这个官那里。
She got knocked down, she got back up.
她被打倒了,她又站起来。
She got pushed back, she kept on coming.
她被拒绝了,但她还一直回来这里。
Pushed her back, she kept on coming.
把她推出去,她又回来了。
The door doesn't open, she keeps on coming.
这个门不开,她就一直来。
Amen?
阿们吗?
Nobody answers, she keeps on knocking.
没有人来应门,她就一直敲,一直敲。
I'm still here, I'm not going away, I'm keeping on coming. Amen?
一直敲,一直敲,一直回来这里。
You ever fought somebody that kept on coming?
你有没有跟人家打架过? 如果有人一直回来跟你继续打架。
Sometimes you don't have to be the biggest or the strongest or the most skilled. If you keep on coming, you can win the fight. Amen?
你知道打架怎么赢吗？不一定要最强壮，你只要一直起来打回去，你就可以赢。
Sometimes big men fight little men.
常常那个大块头的跟小块头的
对打。But if the little man has a big heart and keeps on coming, he can win the fight. Amen.
小块头若是有决心，一直爬起来，一直爬起来，他就会赢。
Do you have a big heart or a little heart?
你有一个大的心还是你有一个小的心
？Are you doing this with all your heart or just some of your heart?
你是用一点的心还是全心在做
？Amen.
Amen 吗
？Do you hear what I'm saying this morning?
你有听见我在说什么
？Are you keeping on coming, putting your head down, and not going to stop?
你是不是一直回来神回来神这里
in Jesus
奉主的名一直回来一直回来
She kept on coming.
这个寡妇一直回到这个关子里
I love that, don't you? She kept on coming.
她一直回到这个关子里
She kept on coming.
她一直到她这里来
She kept on coming.
她一直来
She didn't give up. She didn't lay down. She kept on coming.
而是一直一直一直
She kept on coming. She didn't turn back. She kept on coming.
她没有放弃，她没有离开。
She didn't lay down. She kept on coming.
她被拒绝，但她又起来回来。
She didn't become discouraged and be quiet. She kept on praying.
她一直祷告。
Amen. She kept on praying.
她一直祷告。
Some of you in this room have given up.
在这里有人已经放弃祷告。
You've stopped.
你停止了。
You've sat down.
你已经坐下来不做什么了。
You're laying down.
你躺下来了。
You've stopped coming.
你停止来到神面前。
You stopped giving all your heart.
你不再全心的来祷告他。
You gave a little less.
你摆上的越来越少。
A little less.
越来越少。
Just a little bit of your heart.
一次比一次少，到最后只剩下一点点心。
You're sitting down.
这样最后你干脆坐下来都不祷告。
You stop coming after God.
你已经不再来神面前了。
And before long, you're pulled away into something else.
在你还不知道的时候，你就被别的事情带走。
You're pulled out of the house of God.
你从神的家被抓走。
You're pulled out of the meetings of God. You're pulled out of the prayer meetings.
你被别的事将你从神的家中、神的祷告、神的聚会带走。
And you're drifting far away from the heart of God.
你漂流到很远很远离神很远的地方去了。
You need to get back up. Amen.
你需要站起来。
God wants to revive the church. Did you know that?
你知道神的心是要复兴他的教会。
God wants to pour out His Spirit upon the church.
你知道神是巴不得把他的灵浇灌。
Somebody needs to stand up and say, "I'm going to keep coming."
那就是要有人站起来。
You go do what you need to do. You turn away this way or that way, but I'm going after God.
你们可以离开神，但是我要不断的来到神面前。
I'm tired of laying down. I'm getting up.
我不要躺在这里，我要起来。
I'm going to get up and keep on coming. Amen.
我要起来，然后一直来到神面前。
Amen.
阿门吗
？I'm going to give Him all my heart.
我要把我所有的心。
It feels good to give God all your heart.
你知道，把你的全心归给神是很好的一个感觉。
The last couple weeks, I've been telling the Lord, "Forgive me, Father."
过去两个礼拜，我一直祷告说，神，你赦免我父啊。
Because I took back some of my heart.
因为我好像把我一些心收回来了。
Sometimes you can become disappointed and discouraged even in the service of God. Did you know that?
有时候我们在服侍主的时候，我们都容易受气馁，甚至灰心的。
And you can pull back a part of your heart and you try to protect it. You don't want it to get hurt.
因为你不想在服侍中再受伤，所以你把你的心收回来一点，不是那么全心的摆上。
Are you hearing me?
你们有没有明白我的意思？
Maybe you've been disappointed in the house of God.
也许你对的教会灰心了。
And you pull back a part of your heart, and you kind of try to protect it.
为了保护你自己不再受伤，你好像把你那个心收起来一点。
But when you try to protect it and put up a wall around it so nobody else will hurt it,
当你这样做的时候，你就在你的心上筑起一道墙，好，
you have to pull back,
为了不要受伤。
You have to pull back a little part of your heart from God.
所以你同时也把你的心在神面前撤走了一下，一部分。
And so what I've been just talking to the Lord about the last couple weeks.
所以这过去两个礼拜，在我祷告的时候。
I said, Father, I'm just going to give it all to you.
我跟神说，我要把它全然打开归给你。
I'm going to become vulnerable again to believe you for great things.
我要来相信能做大事。我愿意把我的心敞开，即使会受伤。
Amen.
阿门吗
？So there's this widow.
这里有这么一个寡妇。
She's got grief and loneliness and hardship in her life.
忧伤、孤单，生活中充满了困难。
She's alone. She doesn't have a husband. She doesn't have a family. She lives in this city where this man doesn't fear God or care about other people. But she kept on coming. Verse 4. And he would not for a while. We're talking about this judge. But afterward he said within himself, though I do not fear God, nor regard or care about man, yet because this widow troubles me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. This crazy lady will not leave me alone.
这个疯狂的女人, 她是不断的来,
she will not go away.
她不离开我的,
she just keeps on knocking.
她不断的来敲门的,
she keeps on ringing my doorbell. Amen?
她一天到晚来按我的门铃的。
Verse 6.
第六节,
then the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge said.
主说, 你们听听这个不义之官所说的话,
hear what this ungodly man said.
这个不敬虔不惧怕神的人,
verse 7, and shall God not avenge his own elect who cry out to him day and night?
神的选民昼夜呼吁他, 他纵然为他们忍了多时,
though he bears with them long?
他纵然为他们忍了多时,
so Jesus is reminding us, God isn't an unjust judge. He's not a man that doesn't care about our life. No, he will be moved. He will respond when we pray to him night and day.
Verse
8. I tell you, he will avenge them speedily.
我告诉你们,
nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he really find faith on earth?
然而人子来的时候,
we must be careful, family of God,
神的儿女, 神的家,
that we do not confuse a delayed answer to prayer
对于神他, 拖延的回答,
as a denied request. Amen. Sometimes we pray and pray and pray and keep on praying.
很多时候我们祷告, 祷告,
and the answer does not come as quickly as we would like it to come. The enemy attacks our mind and our heart.
仇敌呢,
and he says to us, Satan says to us, God doesn't care about you. God doesn't want to answer your prayer. And so we assume, oh, I guess because there is no answer yet, God doesn't intend to answer at all.
我们就觉得,
be careful that you don't give up too soon. Amen? This parable is designed to encourage us to keep on coming and not to mistake the delay in God's answering as a denial that God will answer.
在这里, 主耶稣, 鼓励我们要不断地祷告, 但在这个跟我们祷告之后, 神有他的时间, 当神, 晚, 好像按照他的时间, 晚一点回答我们的时候, 不代表神不答应我们的祷告。
So I believe that God, what he wants to do this morning is to encourage us to get back up.
所以我相信今天早上, 神要鼓励我们再站起来, 回去祷告,
to dust ourselves off.
把我们身上的灰尘拍一拍,
and say, I'm going to keep on going after God till I receive all that he has promised. Amen?
而说我要再来跟随主, 然后一直寻求,
I'm going to keep on praying and asking till I see the miracle in my family that I need.
我要一直的祷告, 一直到我看到神迹成就在我的家中,
till I see the miracle in my home that I need.
看到神供应我家里的需要,
in my church, in my community,
看到神的手在教会里面, 在这个社区里显出,
in my business,
在我的工作上显出来,
in my relationship, in my marriage,
在我的婚姻里显出来, 在我与人的关系里显出来,
amen?
Amen.
Amen. Well, what I would like to do this morning is
今天早晨,
I would like to pray for those who have become discouraged. and drawn back, stopped praying, that have stopped asking God for things they once hoped for.
今天早晨我要有一个特别的服事，就是为那些已经好像灰心放弃停止祷告的人，我要为你们祷告。
If you recognize this morning that somehow you have become so discouraged that you stopped asking,
如果今天早晨你明白说我已经因着灰心已经不再寻求神，
The best thing you can do this morning is to stand back up,
今天早晨我要站起来，
and say, I will believe that God will answer.
我相信神是答应祷告的。
And so I'm going to start asking every day for God's promise again. Amen?
所以从今天开始我每一天都要来求神的应许成就。
I will be a person of prayer.
我要做一个祷告的人。
I will be a person that seeks after God with not just part, but all of my heart.
我要用全心而不是一部分的心来寻求神。
Is there anyone here that you feel like,Yeah, that's me. I've stopped asking. And God wants me to start asking again, start praying again.
有没有人有这种感觉说啊，我就是这样的人，我已经停止祷告了，但是我要重新开始。
Anyone become discouraged and you want to get back up and start afresh in seeking God?
有没有已经灰心了，但是愿意重新开始更新你的祷告？
Do you hear what I'm talking about this morning?
你们有听见？你们明白我的意思吗？
If that's you, just come down here. We want to pray for you real quick.
如果是这样的话，我要邀
请你到前面来。Without holding back, just stand up.
Come
right down here. We'll pray for you.
不要犹豫。
And it's to be a new commitment to start over. Amen.
站起来，到前面来。这是我们在
神面前一个新的命令。A new time to say, I'm going to pray. I'm going to start praying again and with all my heart.
我要又开始重新全心来祷告。
Maybe you have never made a decision for Jesus Christ.
也许你以前没有这样子做过。
Maybe you have not decided to really follow the Lord with all your heart, but somewhere this morning you've been convicted that today is the day that you should start asking, start seeking.
也许过去你从来没有想到我要全心来为神跟神祷告，但今天早上你突然下了这样决心，我要起来祷告，而且全心祷告。
Do you hear me?Is that you? Stand up. Come down here and pray for you.
如果你是这样的光景，我请你站起来到前面来。
Maybe as a man, you recognize that you've been the one that has made things a little bit difficult in your house, and you want to change that.
或许在我们当中的男性或弟兄们，你知道你的家中的光景因着你而变得困难的。
You make a commitment that I will be the man of prayer in my home, with my family, with my kids.
你决定说我要起来。做一个祷告的人，为着我的家，为我的太太，为我的孩子。
Do you hear what I'm saying?
你们听见我所说的吗？
Let's pray. Can we pray?
我们可不可以一起来祷告？
Amen. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Holy Spirit, we just say, come right now, rest. Rest on my brothers and sisters. Rest on our hearts. God, you see the condition of our hearts. You see the condition of our heart, God.
你看见我们的光景。
God, we want to follow after you with all our heart.
主啊，我们愿意全心跟随。
God, we want to make us a people that keep on coming.
我们要成为那个不断来到你面前的，借着祷告不断来到你面前的百姓。
Keep on coming.
我们要不断的来到你面前，我们要不断的祷告，全心的祷告。哈利路亚。圣灵降下，圣灵来到我们当中。哈利路亚。
If you're not being receiving prayer, we ask you guys just extend your hand towards these up here and pray for them. Amen. Facilitate what God wants to do here this morning by the Holy Spirit.
在座的各位，我们请你举起手来，为着站在前面的弟兄姊妹们祷告。哈利路亚，赞美主。哈利路亚，赞美主。哈利路亚。Yes.
Lord, just like Moses before him, God, we pray for a double portion of your Holy Spirit, your anointing on his life. And to heal the marks of boundaries of his heart, God, just to see you. Thank you for my sister, God. Thank you for my sister, God. I just pray. God, you pour out the spirit of supplication and grace. God, you would anoint her with the power of the Holy Spirit. God, to pray, to pray, to pray, to keep on praying, to not give up, not become discouraged, not to grow faint-hearted, not to get tired. God, we pray for supernatural energy, God, strength, to keep
Amen.
On seeking
Thank you,
you.
Jesus.
God, the gift of faith, the gift of faith to believe you, Lord, to believe you, Lord,
Jesus.
To believe you, Lord, in Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Name.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. People of God, the people of prayer. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Do not let us give up in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you for
thank
years
Jesus.
Of faithful service.
Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus.
God, that she will not draw back. She's going to keep on coming. Keep on coming.
Yes, Lord. Keep on coming. Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 不叫我们灰心，赞美主，还有信心持续祷告，全心祷告，赞美主。Hallelujah. Yes, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lay your spirit, lay it on your people in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. 大家继续祷告，我们都一起来到神的面前。 Hallelujah. 全心祷告，赞美主，我们愿你的旨意成就，我们愿你的国降临，哈利路亚，赞美耶稣，愿你的荣耀在我们当中显出，赞美主，赞美耶稣，我们愿做祷告的百姓，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，我们要以祷告来到你的面前，叫你的国降临，叫你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。 赞美耶稣，主，你看见所有愿意的心，赞美主，降下圣火，焚烧所有的祭物，叫你在我们当中有路可走。哈利路亚，赞美主，赞美耶稣，哈利路亚，赞美主，赞美耶稣，哈利路亚，哈利路亚。 Thank you, Jesus. Oh, fresh start, a fresh start. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. 好，让我们都开口祷告，哈利路亚，赞美主，是的，把我们的祷告献在父的面前，借着爱子献在主的面前，赞美主，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，Thank you Jesus，Thank you Jesus，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，赞美主，赞美主，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，Thank you
Jesus，哈利路亚。 Let them open. Work here, God. Move into the darkness. Let the light penetrate, God. Come through, God. Come through. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name, we pray that the outpouring of the Spirit would come. Your blessed presence would be there, God, in this strong way. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you.
stand while these are continuing to pray down here?
And
for all of us here, make an appointment with God. Amen.
在座的每一位, 我们跟神, 约好, 每一天, 我们来向他祷告,
an appointment to seek his face first thing.
我们每一天跟神预约, 我们要来寻求他的面,
test the word of God, test him and see if he isn't true.
我们要来证实神的话语的信实。 我们祷告, 不断地祷告, 一直地祷告, 我们要看他的工作成就。
My experience is what we're on day 29 out of 100.
你知道我们祷告到29天, 今天,
I would say probably safely for the first 25 days, my extra efforts in prayer didn't seem to be producing anything.
在头25天的里面, 我必须说, 好像我觉得没有什么事发生。
Are you hearing me? For 25 days, I prayed more times and more earnestly than I've been praying before.
你知道我在头25天里面, 我天天祷告, 放上更多的时间、精力和内容。
And all of a sudden,
好像都没有事发生。
I shouldn't have been surprised.
但突然之间,
but
我不应该惊喜的。
God started to speak and do things that I had not seen in a long time.
25天之后, 突然神开始说话, 或者做事,
It may take a while. It's like planting seeds, amen?
所以我们的祷告就好像种下一个种子到土里, 要一段时候。
Anybody have experience planting flowers here?
我们有没有种过花或草?
Plant a seed.
你把一个种子埋在土里,
does the flower pop up the next day?
第二天早上花就出来了吗?
You ever seen those little kids? They wonder, oh, is that seed okay? Is that seed alright? And they dig it up. Is it, oh yeah, still there?
有没有看过小孩种那个种子? 他们第一天种下去, 过两天就把它挖出来, 看看那个种子好不好?
They plant the seed, they don't leave it there.
他们种了种子, 但是他们没有把种子继续留在土里。
Our prayers are planting spiritual seeds.
我们的祷告就好像种下属灵的种子。
And it takes a while before they produce something.
要一些的时候, 你才看到生命出现。
Amen.
Amen.
So every day, water those prayers with, more prayer. Amen.
每一天, 我们借着祷告, 来浇灌耕耘这个种下去的种子。
Can we do that together?
我们可不可以一起这样学习?
We're all learning, right?
我们都在学习, 不是吗?
Nobody's as good at this praying thing as we should be, are we?
没有人是会祷告的。
I've got a lot, so much, all of us have a lot to learn, aren't we?
我们都有许多需要学习的。
Okay. Well, let's agree with me in prayer right now as we close.
现在我们做一个结束的祷告。
Thank you so much for listening this morning.
谢谢你们早晨听垂听信息。
Jesus, we just ask that you would refresh our prayer life.
主，我们就求你来更新我们的祷告， 更新我们的能力，那个精力以及我们的信心。
God, where we have become afraid or tired or discouraged, help us to get back up.
主啊，若是我们曾经疲倦了、灰心了、软弱了，请你帮助我们站起来。
And that we would keep on coming after you.
好，让我们可以不断来到你面前。
With all our heart.
用我们的全心来到你面前。 奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. Thank you so much.
谢谢你们，请坐。
感谢主，让我们有如此属灵的一个早晨。
Thank the Lord for a spiritual worship this morning.
在简短的报告之前，先欢迎来到第一次来到我们中间的朋友和或者弟兄姊妹。
Before we make our routine announcement, we'd like to introduce and welcome our new friends this morning.
我左边有第一次来到我们中间的吗？
There's a few on my left-hand side.
哎，麻烦您站起来，简单的做个自我介绍。哦，我看到我们的师弟兄和小英姐来再次来到我们中间。
Welcome, brother